This is Lenny Winnerstrom, Common Sense Health Expert, and welcome to the Wild and Free Healthy You podcast. Without your health, there isn't much joy in life. We talk about all facets of health, including lots of unconventional strategies, tools, and solutions from a holistic point of view. This podcast is all about inspiration, motivation, and expansion of your mind, your body, and your spirit, because your health is your number one asset. I want to make it easier for you to keep it that way. Now, on to the podcast. This podcast does not provide medical advice. The purpose is to promote consumer knowledge and information on various health topics. Always seek the advice of your qualified health practitioner. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Wild and Free Healthy You podcast. And I have with me a very good friend who I speak to all the time because I live at this place called Natural Grocers. I don't live there, but I shop there. And you may be familiar with that store, all organic veggies and all of that. This is Sawyer Borowski. Am I saying that correctly, Borowski?
Sawyer? Yeah. Yep, that's right.
So Sawyer and I have like a million conversations about a million things. We're super unconventional, both of us. You know, this podcast is all about you and making sure that you take care of your health. We talk about unconventional ways of doing that and making sure that you understand that your health is your number one asset. So Sawyer and I get into all these very big discussions, don't we, Sawyer?
Yeah.
And so yesterday, was it yesterday or just a couple of days ago, we were talking about enzymes because I had just gotten some new enzymes. I found out from Carolyn Borman, who you will see on this podcast, is on another podcast, talking about DMSO. She had told me like one of the best enzymes to get was from Pyridyme. Am I saying that? Pyridyme? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Sawyer. Mm-hmm. So I told Sawyer and he just lit up like, wah! and it turns out that Sawyer knows all kinds of stuff about enzymes and Pyridyme and everything else. And so I just wanted to talk to him, not so much to say Pyridyme is the best company. So far, it's the best that I have found for enzymes. But Sawyer has a whole different take on it. So Sawyer, go ahead, introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about you because like how you came to work at Natural Grocers, what you wanted to do, what you want to do, all of that.
Sure, yeah. Thank you, Lenny. First of all, I've been working, you know, with Natural Grocers for like over 3 years, and I got into it because I really started getting into the health thing, the true health, when I started hearing about raw foods. When I first heard the concept raw foods, it blew my mind. I never heard anything like it. And ever since that moment, in fact, the very first video that I ever saw, Lou Corona was mentioned in that video. So I later, you know, learned his whole thing, and we'll get into that. But
and Lou Corona is the owner of Pyridyme.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Co-owner. There's a couple, but
okay.
I saw that video. I just loved the raw health. My mom was struggling with stuff and a whole series of circumstances and people just catapulted me onto natural health. And looking back as a child, I always had that in me, you know, cause I was averse to like the sunscreen so much, you know, they would try to put it on my face and I'd be like, this is, you know, I didn't know what was going on. And all the bug sprays and all the, you know, deodorants. I'm asking people, what did they do before these deodorants, you know? And nobody had an answer, of course. But anyways, so I got into it through that. And then I've been in the health food world for, like I said, over 3 years directly. But I've gotten the opportunity to really interact with some of my heroes in the field, such as Lou Corona and some others like Robert Kassar and David Wolf and Dan McDonald, and all these people are very inspiring. And I've just learned and read whatever they, you know, all the books that they can mention and all these different things. And, you know, you just go on like that, Lenny, is just look at what somebody says and then you kind of, oh, let me check that out. You know what I mean? Let me check out that concept or that person or book or whatever. And, That's pretty much kind of where I'm at. I've been on that for over about 6 years intensely, you know, because I started working at the health food store after I was into this stuff. So you know, it's been close to 7 years that I've been just really on to like raw foods, vegetarian foods, and detoxification and the whole thing. So
that's been great. Yeah. So, so how did you come across like, so, Purodime, well, we started talking about enzymes is because like enzymes are critical to life. Like you couldn't move, talk, walk, eat, digest your food, breathe, nothing without enzymes. So, and so enzymes are just a critical, it's life, you know, sparks of life. However, it just makes things happen. So, tell us, you were going to explain this kind of was fascinating. So let's talk a little bit about the enzymes and how they work in the body, like what you know about enzymes, what you've learned about enzymes, and then go into, Purodime's, what is it? Their four principles. Yeah. Because, that was when you were telling me in the story the other day, I was fascinated by that and I didn't get a chance to really like take that in. So let's explain it to our listeners and viewers.
Absolutely. That'd be great.
Okay.
So first of all, enzymes, you got it. It's the spark of life, right? Nothing works without enzymes, vitamins, minerals, phytonutrients, protein, carbs, and fats. All those things are a waste and actually toxic to you without enzymes. So the enzymes are what have been come to be known as the workers. They take all those raw materials and they activate them and put them to use. You know, they start building stuff with them or they start breaking them down into usable forms. So the enzymes are really what's present in living beings and are responsible for every cellular, every function within the body. Enzymes play a role. So of course, when we, and Dr. Edward Howe is somebody who's really a pioneer in the enzyme research field, where he went around traveling, studying all the longest lived peoples of around the world. And what he found was that they were living on enzyme rich diets predominantly.
Who was this? Edward Howe?
Edward Howell, H-O-W-E-L-L.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. He wrote a book called The Enzyme Concept. And that one lays out the, you know, his research of all the longest lived peoples living on enzyme rich foods, enzyme rich soil. And he proposed the idea of enzyme potential, that we all have a certain enzyme bank account. And, you know, you only really have so much. And so when you continually take out of that, you know, basically.
Like by eating processed foods where you have to like use like extra enzymes. Right. So then you're depleting the bank account of enzymes.
Exactly.
Or cooked foods, processed foods.
Cooked foods. Yeah. So that's an important piece, Lenny, is that most people don't understand is cooked food, no enzymes at all.
Right.
Raw foods. That's the only stuff that has enzymes. Raw, cultured, you know, fresh foods only have enzymes. You kill all enzymes over 118 degrees. After it's cooked for a certain amount of time, but they're pretty much all dead after that point.
Which is why you dehydrate foods. I mean, to keep them live if you want to save foods, just get the water out of them. Yeah.
Definitely. You could do it that way. That'll preserve the enzyme activity.
Dehydrate. Yeah.
Exactly. There are ways to process food and make it taste great without cooking it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Lenny, so when you eat all this cooked food diet, like most people are doing, you're using more of your own body's enzymes to break those down and utilize them. And so, you know, you break down faster, you know, because you lose that enzyme potential, which is what is responsible for your regeneration and cellular maintenance and your immune system. And all these things are absolutely critically dependent upon enzymes. And we want to protect that stores and keep it up, you know, because a little child has high enzyme potential, so it can heal quickly. But when you break down, then you get a little cut and it takes forever to heal because you don't have that life force to convert and utilize all the things that you eat into energy and to repair the cells.
You know, that's really interesting because like for cuts and healing, like, I'll use Comfrey and put DMSO to push that deep in, and it heals very quickly, a lot of cell proliferation. But that must be the enzymes from the Comfrey that's helping that cell proliferation, you know, because it's live, it's wild, it's, you know what I mean? That I never really thought about that. It's like, I wonder how that, you know, how it creates that cell proliferation. I just know that that's what it does.
That's definitely
really cool. Yeah.
Well, that's what we need to think of enzymes doing. They accelerate the healing cleansing process. And you know this, you can look up so many doctors that have done stuff with critically ill patients and they blast them with enzymes just as a foundation to accelerate the healing.
Oh yeah. And then cancer, like pancreatic cancer and all those things. I mean, they just literally goes in and really helps to break down like excess, just all the excess crap that you have in your body, break it down and flush it through. So
absolutely.
I mean, that's Dr. Gonzalez, Nicholas Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm.
We won't talk about what happened to him, but yeah, I mean, that was one of his main things. He was on the tooth about cancer, and it was all about the enzymes. So anyway, I got turned on to them several years ago, and I've never looked back. I just keep looking for better and better. So so that's a great introduction to enzymes, and more than I knew. See, you're just always a wealth of information. I love you, Sawyer.
Thank you. So
let's talk about then the let's go ahead and give Purodyne a plug, because they're, for one, they're like the least expensive that I found, the best quality, and you were telling, and they don't have heavy metals, but you were telling me, tell me how you knew that they don't have heavy metals, because it was Carolyn Borman who told me, who's a doctor. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, as probably a lot of your audience may know, the health ranger, Mike Adams, mm-hmm. Tested Purodyne's products in his laboratory. And he tested, because he was looking for probiotics and enzymes to carry at his store. And we're also thankful for Mike Adams, because he tests everything and he's really on the front lines. But anyways, he tested them and gave their probiotics an A++ rating for virtually no heavy metals, pesticides, any contaminants of any kind. It's very difficult to find a product as pure as what he tested with Purodyne's products. And so those are the only probiotics and enzymes that he sells at this time. So that's about as big as it gets. I mean, he has a scientific, rigorously, you know, I don't know what the inspections, you know, he gets all the stuff done. It's like top of the line. So that's really, really important.
He has a big arse lab, doesn't he? Every time he's on like the tooth about cancer, right now he's on the tooth about pet cancer. I don't know if that's his lab behind him, but yeah. Stephanie Seneff, Dr. Stephanie Seneff of MIT was mm-hmm. on prior talking about glyphosate. And she had mentioned in the episode, in her interview, that a lot of enzymes are contaminated with glyphosate.
So, oh man!
Did he speak to glyphosate in that? I mean, or just basically no contaminants, correct?
Yeah, basically no pesticides, you know, traceable of any kind. I don't know the exact if he tested the enzymes. I'm sure he did, but yeah. I read the probiotic. That's the one that he published on his page. But
does he take them? Do you know?
I would imagine he does, because they're the only ones he carries on the store. So,
carry them?
Yeah.
Oh, that's,
and they're the only ones.
Yeah, that's good to know. I'm going to show my little pamphlet, because I got mine, and just so people know when they say, this is going to be backwards, but I don't know if I can't show it. Is it backwards to you?
No, I can see it.
Does it say Purodyne? Yeah, but does it say Purodyne up here so people know? Is it?
Yeah, Purodyne.
Backwards. Okay. I didn't know if it was backwards, if it was mirroring or not. So that's good. So, so Lifezymes, that's what I take now. I took some before and they just don't have, for several years, and they just didn't have, everything that these do. And so you want as many enzymes as you can possibly get in your body. Plus then it has quinoa sprouts, fennel seed, rose hips, orange, broccoli, bell pepper, and carrot juice in there too. So, and it has SOD as catalase. What is catalase? What does that enzyme do?
Well, it's an antioxidant, so it scavenges free radicals within the body, protects the cells.
SOD. Okay, so protease. So a lot of people don't understand what like these enzymes are. Do you understand each one? So protease is protein, breaks down protein.
Yes.
Right. It has acid stable protease. What does that mean?
So certain enzymes, they're, you know, can die off in stomach acid. So they have certain enzymes that are designed to survive that pH range.
Oh, very cool. Because it says they don't die off in stomach acid. Wow. Oh, I'm so glad we were chatting. Okay, then amylase is carbohydrates, right? Breaks down carbs.
Yeah, carbohydrates.
It has glucoamylase.
Glucoamylase. Just another form of amylase. There's a lot of different
ones.
Amylolytic enzymes that break down carbohydrates that aren't just amylase. There's a lot of them. So that's just another one.
Okay, so lipase is fat. So this breaks down fat. Maltase would break down sugar.
Yeah, sugars.
Okay, then there's lactase, which breaks down like
milk.
Yeah, so
lactose. Yeah,
lactose. Then that's what people take if they're lactose intolerant. They get lactase from the store, which is just the enzyme to break it down. Then cellulase, which is for what is it? What is
cellulose,
it?
Cellulose.
Fiber.
Fiber.
Fiber. Yeah. Yeah. And then invertase. What is invertase?
Invertase.
Well, it's something.
I don't recall that. Yeah, it's something.
And then phytase, which would probably would be the
phytic acid. Breaks down phytic acid.
Okay, so in legumes and beans, are legumes, and so those are going to break down the like your nuts and seeds. So those are going to break down those. That's super cool.
That's important.
Yeah, and it has papain and bromelain, and bromelain, papaya and pineapple enzymes. Right. So I mean, it has like a couple more things in there, but just super amazing stuff in there. And what did I, let me see, I have my questions for you because I got so excited about this because I love these things.
Awesome.
So we talked about, this is what got me super excited when you're telling me about the measurements. Like so many of them, when you look at them, they come in milligrams, like how many milligrams these have. And these are like, I don't want to, you know, I'm just going to say it, but it's like AIU and FU, DU, HUT. Yeah. Like these measurements are like something totally different. And what were you telling me about that? Because I found that fascinating because most of them, a lot of them come in milligrams.
Right. Yeah.
So
I always try to, you know, tell people because they're like, well, what can I just get this enzyme, you know, product? It's cheaper. And, you know, then you look on the back and, okay, let's compare. And we take a look at the protease. And on one of them, it'll say protease 85 milligrams. Whereas on Pyridymes and other reputable companies, it's always measured in one of these different, like HUT or SAP, or there's a lot of different measurements. But basically, you don't, as far as I know, you don't really want to get one that's milligrams because that's just the weight. So enzymes in enzyme science, enzymology, they're measured in digestive units, in activity units. So how much fiber can this break down, or how much proteins can this break down in a given thing? So that's really what you want to look for when you look for an enzyme supplement, is the activity unit. And that's what those different measurements are, and there's a lot of them, but it's telling you how much protein, carbs, fats, whatever, that it can break down in a given amount of time. So it's been tested for accuracy, potency, the milligrams. I don't even know how much that's going to do, right?
Yeah, right.
So I don't even compare those, really, you know, you can't. So that's a little bit about that.
I had absolutely no idea on that. I mean, I get surprised. I don't get surprised very often with like living in our toxic world, but like things with supplements and stuff. I mean, that's not my area of expertise. I know a lot, but that actually surprised me. I was like, oh, how they measure them, the actual measurements. And so when you say that they're measured in and their effectiveness, their ability to break things down, you said in a thing, do you mean like in an hour or an amount of food? Like you would, I mean, I'm not going to hold you to this because I know you're not an enzyme expert, but actually you're kind of sounding like one, but it's like if you had, if you ate meat and you had steak, so then you would take maybe say instead of you, if you understood it, you, instead of taking two enzymes, if you knew how many, what the measurement was, you might take four because it's a bunch of meat, or six or something, to be able to break down that meat in a certain amount of time. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yeah, definitely. So like say the steak has 100 grams of protein in that steak.
Okay.
How much enzymes would you have to take to break down 100 grams of protein, you know?
And how do you know that?
Sometimes they tell you on the box. Sometimes it does tell you. Other times, you know, I'll have to review as far as like looking up like how much protease, the unit, how much that means in grams, you know, because it will tell you if you looked it up, like how much is 10,000 protein digesting units, we'll just say. How much is 10,000 of that? Like how many grams is that? So that's something that I'll need to look up. So yeah, thanks for bringing that up for sure.
Yeah, no, this whole measurement thing is really interesting to me because it was just like, whew, I never even thought about it. It's like, you know, what does this mean? Okay, international units, we know IU, but that's like a whole different measurement. So, okay, so tell us, Sawyer, now, because I know that you are super taken after talking with you, your eyes lit up and you just like got so excited to tell me about these four principles that tell us these four principles of Lou Corona's Purodyne, like the company
totally
that they stand for, because I know you're very taken with that.
Well, yeah, it's just a little bit of background. The whole company is based on these four principles. So they have great products, but they're really all about these things called the four principles, and they're the four principles of health. And I think it's so important, just like learning the enzyme concept, that is mind blowing. I think, you know, most people don't know it and they need to know it.
Yes.
But learning principles to health, that's important. And that's really powerful because most people, that's not even a thought. There's principles to health. What do you know what I'm saying? They're just like, oh, eat good and exercise. But the most powerful thing about the four principles, I think, is that they're basically like just organized compartments of all this different research we do into health. They're organized into four simple principles. And we'll just start by principle number one is cellular communication. And I'll list them all out and just briefly explain each one.
Okay.
But number one is cellular communication. And all of them have cellular at the beginning, by the way. Cellular.
Well, since we're a bunch of cells, that works.
Exactly. And that's what it's about, having a cellular perspective on our health. Because we're a bunch of cells and we want to have healthy cells to have a healthy body.
Exactly.
So it's cellular communication, number one. Number two is cellular environment. Number three is cellular exercise. And number four is cellular nutrition. So all these different four departments or principles really go deep. And you could study into them and really focus on them and spend a lot of time on these four principles. Mm-hmm. And briefly describing each one. Number one is the internal principle. That's what our thoughts, you know, that's the internal dialogue. That's our belief systems. That's our, you know, past and present experiences shaping the way that we see ourselves and others in the world and life. Mm-hmm. Principle number one is the make it or break it principle. You know, that's basically like, are you in it to win it? Or are you like, you know, because sometimes it's the will to live, you know, essentially is like, do you want to be here or do you not?
Like surviving rather than thriving.
Exactly. Just getting through each day. Yeah, and yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's so right. Number one is very powerful. And Lou focuses on it heavily because he just feels that it's the most powerful principle, because that is your emotional state. You know, it's your spiritual connection or lack thereof. Yeah. You know, it's the way you see yourself and other people, and the way that you see other people, we know, is strongly dependent on how you see yourself. So it goes into a lot of, like, are you judging yourself, criticizing yourself, condemning yourself constantly? What are your emotional states like on a regular basis? Are you in states of boredom and fear on the regular? You know what I'm saying? Like hatred and anger and judging other people. Mm-hmm. Or are you in states of like love and gratitude and acceptance and kindness and peace and service? You know, it's like the distinction between these two and seeing where you're at and where you want to go. And it's about directing yourselves. This directs yourselves and tells them what to do based upon that internal dialogue. Is like, mm-hmm. That's the powerful idea behind this principle, is that the way we think, the way we believe, the way we, you know, all the stuff I just explained, it directs the cells what to do because of that.
This is cellular communication.
Cellular communication.
Yeah. So that's also like on spiritually and physically, speaking of that, that's like the high vibration, right? The gratitude.
Yes.
Gratitude definitely. Is like number one. So, I mean, like that, absolutely. That's like the highest and super cool. So that's, I love that. That kind of stuff just gives me chills because it's so true. The way you think, the way you, the way you act, the way your thoughts, everything you just explained. Super cool.
Yeah, totally. And that's the foundation for changing your whole life, is attitude of gratitude. You know, do you want to be here? Are you, you know, wanting to serve and all that stuff. So that's huge. And then, you know, it would be a good idea to be aware of declarations, writing down how you're going to be, writing down how you're going to think, what you're going to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And taking control and telling yourselves how you're going to be now, instead of going with the old program that we all have, you know, of like
that loop,
just slipping into the low vibrational, you know, energy fields, like we said, fear, predominantly based on fear.
Right.
So, you know, all those states, they alter all the cells. So that's principle number one. Principle number two is cellular environment. And this is something that we all need to be aware of, is tapping into the elements. Right? Going outside, standing on the ground, barefoot, grounding, because the EMF, you know, fields that are going on. Grounding is a great way to take that all off, right? To basically shield you from the electromagnetic pollution. So that's an amazing tool that we have. There's grounding mats. You could sleep grounded. You could keep it while you're on the computer and have your feet on it. Embracing the sun. You know, enjoying the sun's energy and going slow with it and taking as much as you can, but that's going to be very important. And breathing the air. The air is electrically charged, and that is going to energize you. And also, lastly, is the water, pure water from the earth. So those are the four elements, and tapping into those on a daily basis is so important for your health. Most people don't do this. The craziest thing about all these principles is that nobody knows what's going on. And once you know them, and they're simple four little things, you can focus on them. You know what I mean?
Right.
So simple, getting the elements, you know, get outside on a regular basis.
Right.
Get grounded, breathe deep, and get the sun, and it charges you up. It energizes you, you know, Lenny?
Yeah.
I mean, think of
good electrons when you gets rid of all the antioxidants, so you stop resting. When you get connected to the earth, Mother Earth.
Totally. Yeah.
Immediately you stand and whew, you just neutralize all those oxidants, just instantly.
But we all know, we've all had the experience. You go out to the beach, you go to the forest, and guess what? You feel good, don't you? You feel all energized because the natural elements, they're not polluted with all this stuff. And then you connect back to those unseen elements that are so important to our health. Like we said, the sunlight, the air, the water, those things are essential, obviously. but we need to focus on tapping into them. And number three, we'll just keep going here. Number three is the exercise. Mm-hmm. Lenny, and I know you're big on this now. You're getting into, what was that you called it?
Eccentrics.
Eccentrics.
Eccentric movements as opposed to concentric. It's like ballet and Tai Chi mixed, but it's not ballet, but it's the move. It's why ballerinas have like that amazing body that's super strong, and as opposed to bulky. And so they're lengthening and strengthening their muscles, but yet they're super strong. And it's just a whole different level, because you're moving the fascia. You're getting your fascia that's around the muscles and everything. It's not to go into that, but yes, it's like, it's a whole body program. So I get excited like you get about enzymes when you start talking about enzymes. I'm like, eccentrics.
But I think what you're touching on is that internal cellular exercise that's like more than just lifting weights, where you do like one muscle at a time. It's a complex exercise, and it's more internal, focusing on circulation and balance and mm-hmm. strengthening all the muscles simultaneously. So that's very important.
Yeah, I was just going to say 650 muscles in the body. And when you're doing these concentric movements, which I did for a long time because I was bodybuilt competitively, there are a lot of other muscles that you're not getting, and they're atrophying. So, I get it. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. Continue.
They're stressful. They could be stressful on the body. So number three is understanding the importance of internal exercise. So that is exercise from the cellular perspective, and where what you're talking about with concentrics, where you lift weights, that's external exercise. So that might work the muscles, and that's great. There's a mm-hmm. time and a place. But what people are largely lacking and unaware of and don't practice for the most part is the internal exercise. Mm-hmm. And that are things like rebounding, stretching, like stretching for like 30 minutes, like going hard with it. Not like, you know, gym class where you did 10 seconds of each muscle, like, you know, going hard with it.
Yeah.
That's things like deep breathing exercises. That's mm-hmm. an internal exercise for you.
Huge.
That's things like hot cold therapy. Mm-hmm. Hot cold is so powerful because it expands and contracts all the cells in your muscles, and you got to breathe deep, and then stimulates the lymphatic system. Mm-hmm. Swimming, yoga, I would imagine perhaps Tai Chi and things like what you're doing.
Well, that kind of gets all of that. This is why I love it, because I never wanted to get certified in anything until I learned of this, because it goes above and beyond. So, I mean, all of that, well, except for the rebounding, which I have a rebounder, which I love and do every day, a million times a day. So, because then you're doing that vertical, right? You're getting that lymphatic system moving and getting the crap out of your sewer system, your lymph system.
So, yes. It oscillates all the cells, and it's detoxifying. The main point about this exercise, internal exercise, mm-hmm. is it detoxifies you, because it stimulates not only blood flow, but lymphatic circulation.
Yeah.
You know? So that's what's so important behind this one, is it detoxifies you and strengthens all the muscles simultaneously.
All the cells.
And all the cells.
Because we're talking about the cells, but literally... Exactly. When you rebound or do these things that you've been talking about, you literally get that cell membrane to where it gets stronger. This is why astronauts rebound or before they go in and when they come out, because their cells, they make them stronger. Like it gets stronger so that they can let good stuff go in, so that they're not floppy, like these floppy cells, so that things can, stuff can go, you know, that you can get all the crap out and get the nutrients in. So it just makes a strong membranes that keep going.
Exactly.
You're amazing, Sawyer.
Oh, thanks. I'm glad
we're chatting. You know so much. This is good.
Yeah, thank you. The blood and the lymphatic system, just so everybody knows, your lymphatic system is like, as far as I know, isn't it like three times as much blood? There's a lot of research still being done on the lymphatic system, just so you know. It's not concrete. There is at least three times, as far as I know, three times more lymph than you have blood in your body. And these are the two main fluids of our body. that flow around every cell.
Yeah.
So if we want healthy cells, you got to have healthy blood, but you got to also have healthy lymph.
Yeah.
Lenny, I did not hear about lymphatic fluid probably until like when I was 18. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And that should be like, you should know that from the very beginning, like what you need to do to clean that out.
Exactly.
And moving so that you can heal and move stuff out.
Yes.
And get the white blood cells moving through your body to those macrophages to go in and get rid of viruses and bacteria and other things.
Yes. You just, that's exactly the point. They go and eat up everything.
Yeah.
The immune system, they eat up free radicals and viruses and bacterias. When you stimulate it though, right? When you're lifting weights, it's not the best way to do it. So it's about efficient, low impact exercise.
Yeah. And, but doing it, you at least need to go like 20, 30 minutes, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
At least 20 to 30 minutes a day. That seems to be the sweet spot where the immune activity is high and the cleansing reaction is going on.
Yeah.
So that is principle number three. And number four is about cellular nutrition, which we talked a bit about on the enzyme piece. Mm-hmm. That's critical to understanding the enzyme concept. Cooked food, no enzymes, raw food, enzymes. And feeding our body on a cellular level. So that involves a lot of things like pre-digested foods, cultured foods.
Mm-hmm. Fermented
foods, foods that are easy to digest, like the nuts and seeds that are soaked and have everything washed off, the anti-nutrients washed off.
Mm-hmm.
Roasted nuts, not the best ever.
They still have their phytates.
They
survive. It kills all the enzymes, but the phytates survive. So then you take your enzymes to break down the phytates.
You take the enzymes, yeah. And
you just help your body. If you're going to eat these things, because I eat these things. So, you know, and I eat cooked foods, but this is why you take the enzymes and this is why you take fermented foods to help to do all these things. So, you know, I mean, our society, it's not like, oh, we're so perfect and all we eat is raw food. Because sometimes your body can't break down raw foods. I mean, our bodies are just like so messed up with all the toxins and everything. We have such a toxic load that we carry around, all of us. It all varies. Like, how often do you detoxify daily, which everybody should be doing? But I mean, what are you doing? Are you hydrating? Are you moving? Are you moving your lymphatic system so that it can move and clean things out? You know, are you getting enough water so that it can, because it's mainly fluid, right? Water, we're 60 to 70% water. So all of this stuff, you know, and what are you doing to detoxify? So what is your toxic load? And so so everybody's going to be different. So like you might eat cooked food and have no problem. I might eat cooked food and I just am like so clogged up, you know, because my skin is, you know, I haven't skin brushed and, you know, and my colon's all clogged up, the intestines and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So you would have a different reaction or something, but yeah, it's we're just all so different. So these enzymes are going to help a lot.
Anybody with compromised digestion can benefit from the use of and knowledge of the enzyme concept. Detoxification in itself requires a lot of enzyme activity. But, you know, taking the enzymes with a cooked meal, if we are eating cooked foods, you know, can ease the stress off the pancreas and the gallbladder to produce a lot of the enzymes. So again, it goes back to where we started, was keeping the enzyme potential high. And how do you do that? By eating enzyme-rich, cultured, pre-digested, high enzyme active foods, you know, on a regular basis. And you are right. Sometimes people have compromised digestion to the point where they can't eat raw foods right now.
You know?
And they need enzymes to, because they're eating a lot of cooked foods, that's robbing you of your enzyme potential and making it harder to heal and feel better and have energy from your food. So taking the enzymes with the meals can really benefit a lot of people.
And
I take them, even with raw foods, I take enzymes still.
Yeah, but also for my audience, which is primarily women, it ages the heck out of you very quickly if you're, because it's like, so it's just one of those things that if you're not taking your enzymes, things are not working correctly. And I mean, when I say take them, I don't like, it would be great if we weren't supplementing. I mean, you know, back in the prehistoric day, were people taking enzymes? No. But I mean, yes, they were, you know, in the sense that they were eating raw, wild food and uncooked and all of that. But they were also eating fermented because they weren't able to, they learned how to ferment because they weren't able to refrigerate. They didn't have refrigerators, but we're just sloppy now. Everything is convenient. You know, I mean, that's the best way to say it. So if we're so sloppy because everything's so convenient, then we have sloppy cells that go, you know, and things just can't move in and out of the cells because we're talking about cellular stuff here. And, exactly. And so like, get those cells firm. You want a firm butt, get a cell firm, you know, firm cells, you know, I mean, so rebound and do these things. And the aging thing is
exactly,
it's such a big deal. Yes. Do we all get older? Do we all have an expiration date? Yes. That's just the cycle of life. But do we want to age like prematurely? Do we want to, I mean, there's choices. Yeah. There's DNA and there's epigenetics, you know, 30, 70, you know, but 70% is what you were talking about on the first part, Sawyer, about the cellular communication. I'm writing all this down so I could do it for the show notes. But so the cellular communication, like how you're thinking, you know, I mean, and what you're doing in your mindset and being happy and an attitude of gratitude and getting that vibration up there so that the cells are communicating and they're like, we're happy, but they're happy, like firmly happy instead of like sloppy happy.
Yeah.
You want firm? Make sure your enzymes are good.
The cellular integrity, right? That's what you're talking about. Cellular integrity, the firmness, tightness, toneness of the cell.
Boom. Yeah. And that is it. You have anything else to add there, mister? I'm sure that this has been really, really, really interesting, this conversation.
Because thank you.
Yeah, you know your stuff. I like this.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Lenny. And I just wanted to share some types of things to inspire and educate people, you know, because this information is so powerful and it's simple.
Yeah.
And, you know, you could spend a lifetime digging into these four principles. So,
yeah.
But everybody needs to be aware of this stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we need to let Lou Corona see this video. Yeah. I mean, this is good stuff. I mean, he has such a good product, and he and his co-owners, because I didn't know, I didn't know who owned it, but I just know that, especially after you got all excited telling me about it, and after I had researched after Carolyn Borman, who will be on a podcast, on an episode on this podcast, talking about DMSO, after she told me, because she's friends with him, mm-hmm. And that's what she uses.
Nice.
It's just like, you know, I mean, because there's people in the know, they know. So yeah. I like to know the people in the know so that I can know. And then I can do, you know, my own homework and research. And what I was taking, you know, I stopped taking what I'm taking before because it has so much more. Plus, what I love is, I mean, the price, it's like $39 for 180 capsules. You can't even get, won't say the brand, but if you go to another, you know, to a health food store, you're going to pay a lot more for less, lot less, definitely. And get less. So it's not always what you get what you pay for. You get what you pay for that you research and understand. And so this is a good tip for all of you listening and watching. At least look into it. Look into it.
And look, and if I could, go ahead, Lenny.
No, you go ahead.
Yeah, if I could, I would like to say, I don't know if you have yet, but Puredyme's the only company that makes a pure enzyme powder. So you could open up the capsule and eat it, but Puredyme, their enzymes mm-hmm. taste good.
They do?
Every other enzyme that I've eaten, they taste like garbage. You know, I'll still take them in the capsule, but you're definitely not eating them. Puredyme, you'll take a...
Keep talking, or just hold that thought. I'll splice this. I'm going to go grab mine and taste it.
Okay, great. Yeah, do it.
we're going to put this to the test.
Put it to the test.
Here we go. Okay. Yeah. They, you know, and it has fennel in it. And I mean, for digestion, fennel as an herbalist, I'm like, yeah, when I saw that's so good. It's so good for digestion and helps with all kinds of, you know what I mean? If you have indigestion and they talk about these for if you have digestive issues, like taking them, and you talked about it, Sawyer. Okay, so here it goes. I have to take it all because I'm not going to waste it.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I want to say something about all that too when you're done with that.
No, you go ahead and say, because it's going to take me a second to do this.
So you mentioned all the broccoli sprouts and fennel.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man, they taste great, really, don't they?
Yeah, it tastes just like the fennel.
Oh man.
I mean, it's like, because fennel kind of tastes like licorice.
Yeah.
You get that, like when you go to the Indian restaurants and stuff like that. And it kind of tastes like, what is it called? Toco or Toco? It's pretty good. Not bad.
But you try that with any other enzyme and it's like, oh my goodness. Anyways, what I want to say, Lenny, about the broccoli sprouts and the tomato and the garlic and all that, why is that in there? No other enzyme has that in it. You know?
That's true. That's true. Tell us.
Those are in there, their cofactors for the enzymes. So they make the enzymes work better because enzymes work better with other like mineral substances, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So they have those in there to help them work better. So you're not only getting the enzyme activity, you get those cofactors to make the enzymes work even better and provide you with more digestive comfort. And plus they taste great. Like I said, if you ever get the powder, they come in a powder and you could just get the whole scoop, throw it in your juice and shake it up.
Yeah.
Boom. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Sometimes, you know,
up your juicing.
Oh, definitely. You could throw it in a smoothie. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's off the charts.
Oh.
But, yeah.
Oh, you were going to say something about Lou, and I don't want you to lose that train of thought.
Oh, well, Lou, you know, they'll just take a full scoop of that, like a big, huge scoop of it, and boom, take them down full, you know, as much as you can get. But I want
like
everybody.
Dry?
Yeah, just dry, you know, a mouthful of it. I mean, it's just for fun. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I see. For fun. I was like, that would be like, you'd be like.
But look, those things are great for your teeth. The probiotics are great for your teeth.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So, I mean,
yes, I
everything.
Didn't think about that. Yeah.
And obviously the probiotics, use those to ferment foods, right?
Oh,
to accelerate
yes.
the fermenting process.
Yes. And to have more, like have better stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. And, go ahead. Go. I'm getting excited and we're
just
up.
It's just real quick for your audience, everybody to know, you mentioned about the enzymes. The great thing about all this information is I'm not trying to sell you anything or anybody trying to sell you anything. The fact is that the four principles are really the powerful thing, you know, to put into practice. But the truth of today is that we have nutrient deficient soils. The soil is enzyme deficient, you know?
Yes.
And we've been so enzyme depleted for a long time that they're just a great tool, you know, to help your digestion and bring back that enzyme activity into your body. So that's just a slight aside. And I want to say Lou Corona eats 100% raw foods. He has for over 40 years. Mm-hmm. He still takes enzymes because of that very reason, that the food is enzyme deficient. We need extra to compensate for the toxic load and mm-hmm. the depletion of enzymes through our diets. So that's a little piece on that. It's not like you have to have them. You don't have to have them, but it's like, well, they're fun and they're a great thing to use. So
and
that's all.
And it's, and you get depleted. I mean, you only have a certain bank account, if you will, and that gets depleted. And so then things don't work as well, as you said. I mean, just to kind of wrap that up, and you age. You age, women and guys, and things don't work as well. And I mean, all kinds of stuff. So enzymes are the spark of life. And so I hope that you will look at, whether it be Puredyme or anything. I mean, because it doesn't really matter. Even if you go and get, ones, you just want to make sure that they don't have like magnesium stearate and titanium dioxide and silica and crap like that in them. Just make sure you get pure. This is why I like Puredyme. It has absolutely nothing except awesomeness in there. And I was so excited when Carolyn Borman told me, because I was looking for better ones, you know, and than nice. What I was taking. So I was so excited. And then when you got excited, because I already had them, but when you got excited and started talking to me about enzymes, I was like, ah, because enzymes are just like, well, they're the spark of life. So, Sawyer, thank you so incredibly mucho. Let me just check and make sure that, I did have one last question that, so where do they, and you may not know this answer, but where do enzymes come from? How are they manufactured? What are they, like, what do they take them from? Like, how, where do they come from? They don't take them from our bodies. And the, like,
right. There's two, basically, as far as taking enzymes and where they get them from two sources. That's animal or plant. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you can take enzymes from straight, like a pancreas of an animal.
Yeah.
And, right. And that's actually in a lot of supplements, you know,
which that's the one that has the glyphosate. So if you have animal, you need to be very careful, because they've consumed that. They've consumed the whatever that has glyphosate. That's what Dr. Stephanie Senev was saying.
Oh, that's interesting. To bring that up for sure.
Well, you are what you eat, right? and what the animal eats, or what the plant uptakes.
And you bringing that up brings something that I haven't even thought of, really, is that the second source is plant. And actually, plant enzymes are much more potent and broad range of benefits. Like, they just are overall scientifically shown to be having more benefits for a wide variety of pHs within the body and different conditions. And their activity units is higher than the animal source. So Purodyme, of course, is 100% plant-based enzymes. But what is interesting to think about, because you said that some enzyme supplements contain high glyphosate content, is that right?
Or that's what Dr. Stephanie Senev said, that they found glyphosate. And she didn't say high, she just said they contain it. So she won't take them because she's concerned about that.
I didn't even think about that, Lenny. And that is that they use plants to make these enzymes. They isolate certain enzymes out of plants.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if they're using inorganic plants, then... or genetically modified plants, you know, God forbid. I don't even know if those have enzymes in them. I don't know.
Yeah.
They probably do, but.
Well, I know. Well, glyphosate kills, like it kills so much in a plant. So, it kills their, what is that pathway? I can't remember whatever that pathway is. Like, it kills that. So and that's what we have in our guts. Like, our microbes have that. So, just really, we're kind of getting off topic, and I don't know enough to get into that anyway, but, the shikimate pathway there, but our microbes have that, but all the stuff is sprayed. So the plants, so I was just asking about the manufacturing process itself. Like, how do they get them and make them, I guess they would dehydrate them, right? These plants, and then powder them down, you know, dry them, and then brick them up in powder.
I'm still need to learn more about the hardcore manufacturing process of, like, how do you get it into a capsule? All I know is really it's extracted from the plants. The enzymes are extracted from the plants.
Right.
Probably in some sort of dehydration, you know, method to get it into a powder.
And they don't use, Purodyme does not use magnesium stearate. It has nothing in it except the plant, the ingredient. It has vegetable cellulose.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's Lifezyme is that. Is it facing forward on the video?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good. So. All right. Any last, how can people get a hold of you if they had more questions, because you obviously have more answers than I do. So.
Yeah. Well, a good place to reach me is on Facebook. You know, anybody could access Sawyer Vorosky, Facebook. I have a YouTube channel, so they could, of course, you know, maybe leave a comment or get a hold of me that way. And
Vorosky is E-R-O-S-K-Y. Sawyer, S-A-Y-E-R, Sawyer, like Sawyer Brown, but it's Sawyer Verosky, V-E-R-O-S-K-Y. So if anybody...
Yeah, that'd be the best way.
Does that work if people can reach you then?
Absolutely.
Okay, if anybody has questions.
No, certainly.
All right. So he's my go-to guy. We have our conversations at Natural Grocers and absolutely love chatting with him. We have some very interesting, unconventional conversations, don't we, Sawyer?
Yeah, there's very few actually people who are as into health as like you are who shop at health food stores. You know what I'm saying? So it's great to, you know, talk with people like you about that stuff.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Sawyer. You're the bestest. And awesome. You're awesome and amazing. And that's the story.
Thank you for having me, Winnie. I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Wild and Free Healthy You podcast. Hope you learned something new. You can connect with me at LinnieMotivates.com. You can also sign up for my newsletter and podcast notifications.